Martin Luther King was a brilliant man.
Did you approve of some of the things?
No, I didn't approve of all the things he done.
What was it that you disapproved?
Well, there's a lot. I still don't believe. For instance, I think of going around destroying. You think about the $1 million worth of stuff that's been destroyed here. Yeah. In the last 12 months, I mean, since they've been. For instance, they said there was $13 million burnt in Washington. My brother was up there last Sunday, was a week ago, and he said that was the terriblest thing he ever looked at. Mm-hmm. Well, when you go to this, when destruction, I mean, the burning up things, mm-hmm. it's a bad thing. I mean, that ain't right. There ain't but one way, and that's the right way.
Now,
and you know good and well the right way, though, is not burning up and destroying stuff. That ain't right. I mean, that just ain't... for instance, you take the situation that we're in right now about that, you know, about the white and the black.
Right.
Well, they can't solve their problems by going out and destroying stuff. They got to get close together some other way, but instead of, I mean, and get down. Now, I got some as good old niggers, as good a friend as I got right here in this community. Known them all my life. I mean, they're just, well, they'd do anything for me, and I would for them. They're just good, you know, good niggers. I mean, they're good niggers. And they don't believe it, you know.
Now, do you think that things like, Martin Luther King did, such as lead demonstration, perhaps caused the nigger and the white to fall out in regard to each other? That is, you think it caused hatred or any bad relations between the white color?
Well, I don't know so much about that, I mean, because this thing, it's been a brewing a long time in the South, you know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't want the niggers in the South. Now I lived in the South all my life, but they didn't get due to all respect to everybody. I mean, they used to, they didn't get exactly fair deals and things. I mean, folks took advantage of them. But now for the last few years, old niggers, they've had their chance. I mean, they had just as equal a share as anybody else.
And do you think now that it's going possibly going too far?
I think this writing business is going too far.
You think that the niggers are getting too much now? For instance,
they're getting their share. They didn't have something that they wanted. It's just a problem. Like this, if they want it, they can get it. They'd have it.
You think that they have the opportunity
to
get it?
They have the opportunity. They got it right here now. I mean, they have the opportunity right now.
Do you see any sense in the demonstrations that they hold? For instance,
I don't see a bit. For instance, like this March to Washington they're putting mm-hmm. on right now. Do you see any sense in it? I don't see a bit of sense in the world. I think it's just their time thrown away and other people's time is trying to keep them going. I think it's all thrown away time. I don't think there's a bit more, it ain't a bit more to it than nothing in the world. I think it's just time thrown away. But why are they doing it? I don't know. I mean, for instance, got all them mules and things riding to Washington, D.C. and things like that. Now, to set up there in Washington.
Do you think that the leaders such as Martin Luther King and say,